Okay, I'm going to go over now to Trudy McLaughlin. She spoke earlier on to Mark Conroy from contact.ie.
Mark, you're very welcome to the programme. Now, you've set up a website, contact.ie, so maybe you could just tell me all about it.
Okay, well, contact.ie is basically one big contact form, and anyone who comes to the website then can use this contact form to contact all TDs in the country or all senators. And they can also contact TDs then by political party or by constituency. I felt it was necessary to set it up because, well, it doesn't exist just yet. And although you can find all the TDs' email addresses on their websites, they're not all in one actual grouping that makes it very easy to email everyone together or to email selected groups as separate entities. So I thought if I set up a website that allows people to do this, it would be very beneficial for people who would like to contact their TDs.
You're saying that there's no way for them to do it at the moment, that you just sort of need to trawl through different websites to get contact with them?
Well, that's basically it, yes. If you want to contact all the Fianna Fáil TDs, you go to, say, fiannafail.ie, and you can click on who you want to contact, and then you send that person an email. But there's somewhere in the region of maybe, say, 80 Fianna Fáil TDs, so you're looking at sending 80 different emails, which is very laborious for anybody to have to do. Then you have to go to the Fianna Gael website and do the same, and then so on through the different political parties and independents as well, of course. So I thought if there was a kind of a central site that would allow people to just click on all TDs and send one email, and that would go to everybody, that would be very beneficial. And I also thought then maybe you could choose to send them just to, with say, the Shoffley TDs, and that will do it, or just to Green Party TDs, and that would do it. And this kind of a service doesn't exist. It's something maybe the government probably should set up, but hasn't set up. And so I said I'd bite the bullet and do it myself.
Right. So, I mean, is this a way then that you can contact any TD or senator for whatever reason at all? I mean, it could be a campaign, or it could just be a query that you want to find out more about?
That's exactly it, yes. And I see no reason why we shouldn't do that, and why we shouldn't contact our elected representatives more often. I mean, there's a great, I think, what's called in the political sciences a democratic deficit, in that people don't usually feel that they're part of the political process. We elect representatives every 4 years, 5 years, and we think that they represent us, but really, I often feel they're representing themselves and their own jobs and getting into office again to keep their jobs. And I think something like contact.ie allows people to feel more part of this process, because it's so easy to email exactly who you want to email at the click of a button. I'm a teacher, a secondary school teacher, and I facilitate an Amnesty International group in school, and I'm constantly trying to make activism very, very easy for my students. And to do this, I write letters for them rather than asking them to write letters and run the risk of bad grammar, bad punctuation, maybe abuse towards a politician rather than getting to the bones of an issue. And so what I do is I write the letters myself, and I bring to my students, and we discuss whatever issue we want to discuss. It seems to be the horrendous situation in Israel and Palestine. And then the students sign the letters and send them off. And I think something like contact.ie would be great for my students. I can tell them now, go to contact.ie, and you can choose to email all of our politicians, all of our senators, and all of our TDs, or just the politicians that are in our own local area. And it narrows, hopefully narrows, the democratic deficit somewhat.
Yeah, because, I mean, then you can judge yourself who actually replies to your email as well.
You can, of course. And it makes it easier to make accountable TDs, to make our TDs accountable for their actions and for their decisions. And for it allows us to, I mean, there's a site in England called theyworkforus.co.uk, and it's that kind of thing that the politicians work for us, supposedly work for us, and we must keep putting pressure on them, we must keep campaigning towards them to get change and to effect change. I mean, if we look at the democracy in Ireland, it's very flimsy, really. I don't find the politicians listen to us very often. Certainly, if we look at, with, say, Shannon Airport, they're not listening to the protesters. They're not listening to a lot of Irish people who don't agree with Shannon being used to facilitate the Iraq war. And unless we make a big hoo-ha about this, they won't listen to us. People weren't listened to in Rossport until they've realised that the protesters aren't going away and now there is some sort of a forum there. They didn't listen to us about Lisbon until we voted no, and now they have no choice but to listen to us. And the same with the Tara campaign and the M3. So I think something like Contact that I really, it helps people, makes it so easy to contact your representatives, and I really hope people will contact their representatives from using a site like this. And I've got a lot of positive feedback from different people saying, this is a great site, Mark, thanks very much for this. I'll certainly be using it a lot more often, very often, we'll say.
And have you had any feedback from any of the politicians at all, Mark?
Not yet. Now, in fairness, the site only went live on Saturday afternoon. I registered a name about maybe 6 weeks or so ago. But as I say, I'm a teacher, and my wife and myself have twins. Recently, and so I'm under a lot of pressure to looking after them and looking after my school and doing different things. So it took a while to set the site up. Now it's set up and it's running. But in the first day alone, on Saturday, I got, I think, 194 unique visitors, which is great, given that it was the weekend. People weren't doing what they're normally doing. They weren't reading the newspapers. They weren't on the internet checking out for new things. So it was great that even over the weekend, I got 190-something hits, and it's got a significant amount, I mean, not a huge amount, maybe 10 or 15 emails have been sent to every TD in the country so far. And what's great about that is that's 10 that probably wouldn't have been sent. Certainly not to every TD. Maybe somebody might have sent one to one or two or three to another, but not 10 to the full 166. That's 1,660 emails sent in basically one day.
Yeah. And come here, Mark, how do you prevent people from maybe taking advantage and sending spam mail and nuisance mail to TDs and senators?
Well, I think the TDs and senators have receptionists and have secretaries and have personal assistants to filter spam, and they have spam controls, I'm sure, on their email. That's not for me to decide, you know, what can and what can't be sent to a TD. I mean, the postman can't stop a letter going to a TD, so I don't see why I should stop an email going.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, like, you know, that, I mean, not necessarily spam, but, you know, somebody that's just out to annoy people by sending rude emails and stuff like that. Is there a way of contacting back people that would possibly send that kind of, you know, rubbish mail?
Well, the contact form is very simple. It asks you to fill out your name, your email address, the subject of the email, and then the email itself. Now, if someone doesn't give a return email address, I don't think they deserve a reply.
Mm.
If someone doesn't give their name, I don't know if I'd bother replying to someone who just sends me an anonymous email and an email of abuse. I don't expect any TD or any senator to respond to any abuse that they're given. Certainly, if I send an email, it is formal, it is forceful, perhaps, but it's not abusive. I argue my point, and I try to back up my point, and I would hope that other people do that. And I think the general population are intelligent enough to do that. I'm sure there's going to be some that will send one that will just tell someone to go away or we don't like you or something. But, you know, there's a delete button for those kind of emails.
Yeah. I suppose it's in good time as well, because we've just heard that there is going to be another Lisbon Treaty, and it's a good way for the Irish people now to let the government know why there was a no vote before.
I think so, and I hope the site becomes very active over the Lisbon campaign and over other campaigns that are ongoing and get kind of swamped under pressure with the Lisbon campaign and things like that. And I certainly, from the feedback I've got, I think it's going to be a very popular site. Now, I've only been interviewed actually by one media outlet, by indymedia.ie, and now yourselves. And from the indymedia interview, I got 194 hits in one day. From this interview, hopefully we'll get maybe another 100 hits or so. If other media outlets get in contact, you know, it could become bigger. I'm going to contact the different activist organisations such as Amnesty and Oxfam, who have huge mailing lists. And hopefully, yeah, it could exert a lot of pressure in a good way on government to effect change in a social manner rather than simply an economic manner, as they seem to go for all the time.
Yeah, maybe take them back to basics again and listen to what the people on the ground are actually thinking and feeling.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, they're supposed to be elected to represent us, and if they don't represent us, you know, we have a duty, I think, to let them know that the decisions they are making are not the decisions that the people want them to make, and that they're there simply to voice our concerns and make decisions on our part that are better for us and for all of us, not just to keep them in jobs in 4 years' time when the elections come up again.
Excellent. So just before I let you go then, how do people actually log on, do up their email and make sure that it's sent to the appropriate TD or senator?
Well, I would ask users first to type their email using a word processor to make sure that they have their spellings correct and they have their punctuation correct and it's formatted properly. It's not nice to read just a rambling thoughts of, you don't want someone's diary entries or anything. And contact.ie has been made completely on open source and free software, so hopefully if people are using it, they would type their word processor would be something like openoffice.org, which is free. It's a free version of something like Microsoft Word. And then go to www.contact.ie, and it's very simple. All it is just one page of a form. Click on contact TDs and senators and follow from there. It couldn't be much more dummy proof, really.
Excellent stuff. So there's no excuses now. We've got a way now to contact TDs and senators and get them working for us.
We have, and the site's not finished yet. There are more things I want to do with it. I'd like to be able to, at the moment you can only choose a constituency or a political party or all TDs. I'd like to be able to choose, we say, one political party plus a constituency. So say, for example, I live in Portumna in Galway, that you could choose Galway East and all TDs from Fianna Fáil. So I can elect whoever is in the majority party in government plus my own local representative. So, but I'm not a professional website designer. I had to learn as I was going along. So I have a few things to learn, and I'm going to, over the Christmas holidays now, try to implement that kind of a system. And then hopefully branch out into media contacts as well, and things that people can contact, local media, national media, print media, radio media, things like that.
Excellent. I'm just thinking there when you were saying that, you could have your work cut out for you now, because, you don't know when the government's going to change and who's going to be changing. And so this could be a constant updating of your website as well.
That is, and that's something I'm willing to take on. It took me it's maybe six to 8 hours, really, I suppose, to get all the email addresses together and to group them by constituency and group them by the political party, and then to update every category within the big mailing form. But I mean, 6 hours for the use that so many people can get out of it. I had all that done and was on my computer, and I was ready. Then I could send my emails to the different political parties and constituencies myself. And I thought, hang on, if I have done all this work and put all this effort into it, I want to share it with somebody. So I registered contact.ie and I made a big mailing form, and that's it. But if the government falls and there's a re-election or in a couple of years' time, when there is a general election, I suppose the site will go offline for maybe a day or 2 days, and I'll get back to basics as well and rechange everything.
Well, it is absolutely great to know that the facility is there now, because I'm sure there is quite a lot of people that is just sitting at a computer right now waiting to send, when all they have to do is just send.
Well, there you go.
Mark, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for talking to me.
Hey, what ruins a good night out? Is it the DJ?